Welcome to another installment of Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, January 8th, 2012, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to another installment, the first in this new year. So, Happy New Year to you, and here we go. We're off into a new year already, and a wild ride. The first live installment, I should say, because last weekend, obviously, was the holiday weekend with the years celebrations happening. So Happy New Year to you. I want to touch on briefly as we get started the subject of the Middle East, and I've talked about this quite a bit in the past, and I just want to preface by saying I've mentioned it before, I'll say it again, I'll repeat it all the time. Have you noticed that every time we hear a name mentioned in the headlines, they always have intelligence connections, whether it's, it seems doesn't matter what side the name is on. If it's a villain like Bin Laden, to the good guys, to, even the folks that go back and forth, like Hamid Karzai, yesterday's hero is today's zero, is tomorrow's hero, and vice versa, as I always mention. They always have intelligence connections. It's interesting how that works. And so we'll get into that in a little bit. I want to talk about one story in particular and the nonsense, the back and forth that we see going on in the Middle East with regard to these fabricated enemies like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. We hear the stories that in the headlines that really don't, it's grandstanding, really, more than anything. It's good theatrics and soap operas and grandstanding. And what I'm referring to that we'll get into in the next segment is a story about Hamid Karzai agreeing to let the Taliban set up office in Qatar. And this is nonsense. I've mentioned, again, as I said, and we'll get into this more in the next segment, repeatedly, anytime Karzai's name comes up and his brother, I always mention Ahmed Wali Karzai. That is, anytime Hamid Karzai's name comes up, I always mention that he has intelligence connections, as did Bin Laden, as does everyone we see in the news. We've talked at length about the fact that just across the border, over in Pakistan, for example, Pervez Musharraf had connections. So does the new guy. And speaking of that new guy that replaced Musharraf, who is his wife? He is the widower of whom? Anyway, talk more about all of that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Comments. We're going to kick the year off over in the Middle East and live broadcasting on Road Warrior Radio. We'll start in the Middle East. And as I said, anytime we see a name over there, and really any prominent name of any repute, these days seems to have intelligence connections. You know, when you look at the, the defense secretaries that we've seen come and go lately, or which we would, assume we would associate with the good guys in our minds here in America. But really it comes down to the fact that, like Ned Beatty's character said in Shooter, the senator said there are no sides. There are no Shiites or Sunnis. No Sunnis or Shiites, no this or that. There are only haves and have nots, and it's accurate. So whenever you see a name come up in the headlines, particularly with this issue in view, the Middle East conflicts, the subject of radical Islam or any of that kind of nonsense, everybody that shows up in the headlines has an intelligence community connection. Karzai is no different. His brother, in fact, same thing. As I said, the guy across the street there who replaced Pervez Musharraf same thing. Asif Ali Zardari, right? Who was his wife? Benazir Bhutto, right? Who was assassinated back in December of 2007. And so Pervez Musharraf wrote an interesting book I've talked a lot about in the past. And basically he said what I'm saying. And in essence, to kind of paraphrase on this subject matter, he said the same thing. It's kind of spooky. Everyone is a spook and has those connections. Interesting. Has intelligence community connections. His replacement, Asif Ali Zardari, his wife, Benazir Bhutto, Western educated Rhodes Scholar, with some interesting connections, was assassinated. And Zardari, same thing, intelligence connections across the border. Like I said, Hamid Karzai. You know, just jump on Wikipedia under the entry for Hamid Karzai. What does it say? Early career. After obtaining his master's degree in India, he moved to neighboring Pakistan to work as a fundraiser for the anti-communist Mujahideen. Okay. During the 1980s, Soviet war in Afghanistan. Now, I've gone through that a million billion times. How did that start? How did that conflict start? And it's been whitewashed continually. But if we pull up Operation Cyclone on Wikipedia, which no longer has that wonderful picture of Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski standing together at the top of it, because, well, we can't have that. It still mentions the names. The names Carter and Brzezinski are still in there. The picture is gone. Well, that's convenient, but it's okay. Operation Cyclone, according to Wikipedia, was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm, train, and finance the Afghan Mujahideen during the Soviet war in Afghanistan. And so we created these radical militant groups. In fact, the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone continues, the program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored by neighboring Pakistan rather than other less ideological Afghan resistance groups. Why? That had also been fighting the Marxist-oriented Democratic Republic of Afghanistan regime since before the Soviet intervention. So, Brzezinski, and it's still there, it's still listed as a controversial remark, but basically, Brzezinski admitted in an interview that, and he said it since then too. I've played the clip on air. He said it when he was on NPR. We didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to. So, what does that mean? That means that we scripted both sides of that conflict clearly. Operation Cyclone was a code name for the CIA program to arm, train, and finance the Afghan Mujahideen. The program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups. Oh, but we didn't know that they'd radicalize and get all crazy. Well, why not? And even Wikipedia says those were the people that were selected, handpicked by the CIA, rather than other less ideological resistance groups. Why? Because this is what would happen, a continuation that we see happening today. And we have Hamid Karzai right in the middle of it for decades back. People don't realize this stuff, but you can just jump on Wikipedia, a very whitewashed and pedestrian source of information, and see this for yourself. So back to Karzai. And again, just to point out, we scripted both sides of that conflict, as is always the case. We, meaning the intelligence community, the Western oriented intelligence community, represented mainly by the CIA in this case. So we scripted both sides of the conflict. The CIA, through Operation Cyclone, spearheaded the Mujahideen side, or the Afghan side, of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. And then, as Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted more than once, we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for the Soviets not to intervene. So, In essence, we scripted that side as well. Right? So there you have both sides. So who is this Hamid Karzai guy? Again, back to Wikipedia, a whitewashed and pedestrian source, but we can all agree if it's there, it's not conspiratorial, and it's fairly, again, pedestrian information, right? This is well-established and broadly agreed on, so to speak, if you will. So here's Hamid Karzai's career. Again, after obtaining his master's degree in India, he moved to neighboring Pakistan to work as a fundraiser for the anti-communist Mujahideen during the 1980s Soviet war in Afghanistan. The Mujahideens were backed by the United States, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. Now, when did that change? And people forget. We see this, again, this soap opera. It reminds me of Dallas or Dynasty or any of the, what you would look back on now as really bad nighttime dramas, 80s nighttime dramas. Look at those shows today and just see how simple and almost oversimplified they look. And that's exactly what's happening still today. When did this change? The situation that's happening now, the names may have changed slightly, but not really. And the names that have changed are still backed by the same names that are mentioned here, among others, United States, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. And Karzai, as it says, was a secret contact for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, at the time. I like how that's thrown in there. That's nice. That's cute. At the time. While Karzai remained in Pakistan during the Soviet occupation, his siblings emigrated to the United States. Isn't that interesting? Following the withdrawal of the Soviets, Hamid Karzai returned to Afghanistan in early October to assist in the Mujahideen victory. Hamid Karzai assisted in rallying tribes to oust the regime from the city, as well as help negotiate the defection of 500 of Dr. Najib's forces. So the point is, there is the intelligence community connection. And if you think that Karzai is not on the payroll today, you got another thing coming. I've mentioned several times in the reports, for example, my favorite, RL-33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. I've mentioned that it was Karzai, when he was elected in the first election in history, back in 2004, first election in history in Afghanistan. They just didn't do that. Suddenly they have this Western-oriented democratic society. Wow, isn't that interesting? After never having anything like that. Fascinating how that happens, right? Having no political structure oriented in that fashion. Suddenly, they do. How did that happen? It's the coups and things that have continued to overturn this society like all others. You go back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, the allegedly spurious letter written by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini commissioned Pike to write Morals and Dogma, which he did, and it's a book that's published and we can all look at it. Took him a number of years. He also was, as the story goes, commissioned by Mazzini to outline a plan to conquer the world, so to speak, or to refine the plan that was the plot, I suppose you could say, and the plan that was formulated by Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest defector, and then invigorated by his alliance with the money guy, right? The guy who changed his name to his daddy's business. Red Sign. Or Chilled, right? Anyway, we'll talk more about that plot and the connection to Mazzini when we come back and what it means for the...
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What is the connection? How does this all fit together? Well, and what does it portend for the future? What does all of this mean for the future? That really is the question. Why do we have to go so far back in the past to unravel where we are now and where we're headed in terms of the future? Well, because there are forces at play that most of us don't really care to pay attention to, as you know. I mean, you listen to this network. You know that there are folks that are intent on controlling the lives of other people. They get off on it. If you listen to Alan Watts' broadcasts, you know that. There are folks that they don't think the way that you think or that I think. A lot of them are devoid of empathy. I mentioned the article last year, in fact, that referred to a report and other research validated the op-ed piece over at the Star titled Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths. Remember that? These people that think differently. They don't think the way you think. There are folks like this in positions of power, and this article was fascinating. It had a picture of the cover picture was Anthony Hopkins in his famed role in the tag Big Bonuses and Fava Beans. The subheading of the article, Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths, or actually, excuse me, the first paragraph, was, given the state of the global economy, it might not surprise you to learn that psychopaths may be controlling the world. Not violent criminals, but corporate psychopaths, who nonetheless have a genetically inherited biochemical condition that prevents them from feeling normal human empathy. This is an article at the Toronto Star. Again, this isn't conspiracy. This is information with research behind it. I know that research is controversial these days, but nonetheless, it's provocative and should get us thinking. Unfortunate that, you know, most people, again, are oblivious to this, are fine with that, don't mind just living in a state of complete and utter denial for the most part. You know, Anthony Hopkins' character, the portrayal of Hannibal Lecter, obviously is a different type of psychopath, just like the story says, not violent criminals, not flesh-eating cannibals, but the impact, I would suggest, is greater on society. There is no violence per se, there is no bloodshed per se, but the impact of this corporate psychopathy is far greater. And as I said, the first paragraph, given the state of the global economy, it would not surprise you to learn that psychopaths may be controlling the world. Just look at how corporations behave these days. And whenever I mention this story, I touch on this. How do corporations and people employed in these large organizations behave these days? Remember the old adage, the customer is always right. Is that how companies behave today? Or if you need help, do you feel victimized by the company that you're asking for help from? Even more, you ask for help, and that seems to be a cry for more abuse to them instead of the customer's always right. How can we help you, sir? How can we help you, ma'am? What can we do to make your experience better? These days, it is insanity beyond reason, which sounds redundant. But it really is. These surveys, for example, that you get, web and phone surveys, you know, how did this person do? By the way, their compensation is directly linked to your survey results. So that's a mild form of terrorism. That's a veiled threat. That's almost extorting a response. You know, most good-hearted, kind-natured people have a problem with that, I think. And this is how companies are behaving. So this is what's happening, and that's been happening for quite some time. We'll wrap that up and continue on what it means for the future when we come back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I welcome your calls, and we'll dig into we'll dive deeper down into the rabbit hole and come back out, I suppose, dig into the subject matter in this segment. And if you have a comment or a question or anything on this subject line, I know that we're kind of touching on an expanse of history, but the subject matter is a current theme along that line of history. So if you have something you want to contribute, feel free. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So what is the connection? As I said, you know, Hamid Karzai, back to the story, you know, that I opened with, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. What does that have to do with Giuseppe Mazzini, Albert Pike, Adam Weishaupt, nicknamed Spartacus, and the first Rothschild, the man who changed his name to his daddy's money-changing business Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Bauer. What does this connection have in common? And it is, as I said in the last segment, this personality type, among other central themes, that doesn't experience normal human empathy, as the story put it, the op-ed piece in the Toronto Star, weeding out corporate psychopaths. That's a theme. There are folks of varying degrees who believe that it's okay to view people like cattle. William Cooper spoke and wrote very eloquently on that subject. You know, it's why you hear certain congressmen aping their betters, so to speak, saying things when they're interviewed like, well, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. What does that mean? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. I've played clips of that in the past. Congressman actually saying that. You can find that in print. If you search that, I'm sure. Back just for fun. Quote, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Yep. And Google will actually suggest that that is a quote to you. And Yahoo, people have asked, apparently. This is not an infrequent thing, as I bring it up. And the best answer, according to Yahoo Answers, is if you're not on the, you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Means that if you're not at the bargaining table, then you're being financially eaten. The Washington Political saying is of unknown origin and has been cited in print since at least 2000. And I think it's interesting, of the other answers cited, one of the top-ranking answers is, hi, well, two people come to mind, Hannibal Lecter, when hosting a dinner of body parts, and President Idi Amin, dictator of Uganda. And the irony here, obviously, is, you know, the Hannibal Lecter citation connection with, or conjunction with, the article that I mentioned, weeding out corporate psychopaths. That is the connection across history. This personality type, in varying degrees, believes, or there is a group of people that are comprised predominantly of particular vein, if you will, of this personality type, that believe it's okay to treat people like cattle. And imagine the power that you would feel if you felt like you ruled over people in a way that they didn't even know about. Headless rulership. Brilliant. Don't even know. Don't even care. The slaves, by the hundreds of millions, and billions even, that don't even know that they're slaves. Remember, speaking of that, my two favorite quotes. Everyone thinks of Goethe's quote, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And I like Harriet Tubman's words. She said, I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they'd known they were slaves. And today we look back and we think, what? The way we learn history, we think, my goodness, how could they not know? Well, maybe history has been revised slightly, shall we say? And in addition to that, it is the denial that we all experience when we are that close to a situation that was perhaps the downfall of those folks as well. People in corporate America don't even realize the kind of slavery that they toil under. It's fascinating. Fascinating. And you step away from it for a moment, and you can see it more and more clearly. The more you have an opportunity to kind of jump off of the carousel and step away from the calliope, because boy, it's hypnotizing or mesmerizing. Speaking of going back to that era of Weishaupt and Rothschild, Anton Mesmer, the term mesmerized was coined because of him. And why? You know, it is mesmerizing. So the connection is these folks predominantly who are brilliant in their psychopathy of rulership and influence. And that really is a brilliant hybrid of rulership, the headless form, which is what we experience these days. I mean, who's in charge of all of this stuff? Things seem to just happen on cue on this carousel, you know, as the calliope plays. They just seem to happen. It's amazing. And we know that's not the case. Read the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays, for instance, and you'll realize, right from his opening words, that there are no accidents in an organized society. In chapter one, he opened with the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. The what? The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. This was a man who was not guessing. When Bernays wrote Propaganda, he was writing from experience, hired by the folks that were doing this, synthesizing Uncle Sigmund Freud's work with Madison Avenue's greed, and being hired by Madison Avenue, large corporations like Johnson & Johnson, the American government, the American military. He was the idol of Joseph Goebbels because of how easily he could manipulate mass numbers of society. There are no accidents. So these folks, that the personality type that I'm referring to, is the common thread here. From 200 plus years ago to today, to the story about Hamid Karzai and their desire to do just exactly what Edward Bernays wrote about in his book, Propaganda. So, back to contemporary, coming current. Let's just go back for a second. The plot that was outlined by Weishaupt, May 1st, Mayday, 1776, that included the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and so many other hot spots around the world. Mazzini, as the leader of the Illuminati, as the story goes, commissioned Pike, Mazzini, Giuseppe Mazzini, the great Italian liberator, right? What a joke. The hero. The man who commissioned Albert Pike to write Morals and Dogma, as the story goes, also commissioned Pike to write or to synthesize the plan by Spartacus to conquer and rule the world. And in Pike's letter to Mazzini, he outlined these world wars and various conflicts. And so today we see that connection and that line, that thread playing out in exactly the fashion it was allegedly outlined. And so as we come forward to guys like Hamid Karzai, when you see a story that is great theatrics like the headline that I mentioned, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. Unbelievable. It's just theatrics. People don't realize, like I said, that Karzai has been an inside guy since the beginning. That's the only reason you know his name. It's theater. Why do you think they call war theater these days? It's not war. It's theater. In Quigley's book, Professor Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, he mentions essentially that fact. I always go back to Amazon's product description. Let's just for fun see if it's still there and the same. Book description. Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Again, a hybriding of this. This is part of that disruptive process, disruptive innovation that I've mentioned in the past. You see these think tanks hybriding and hybriding and hybriding. It's part of that disruptive innovation. They keep doing that. And the model is even leaner the next time. And they're more vigilant. It's a more virulent group. It's a more synergistic and more invigorated and synthesized group than its predecessor. As I keep mentioning with like the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, when you compare those to the CSIS, for example, and these hybrid groups or groups like Founders Fund that I've mentioned, Bilderberg Group is passe. If you want to know where the action is, look what the Founders Fund is doing, foundersfund.com. The Wunderkind Group, billionaire kid geniuses with unlimited genius, unlimited funding. Scary what they're doing over there. Quigley in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Quigley explains, according to Amazon in the product description, Quigley explains how these men, Cecil Rhodes and company, worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Is Amazon a conspiracy website? Amazon.com? Was Carol Quigley a conspiracy theorist? You might say actually he was, but he wasn't really a theorist. He intimated in his books that he had the opportunity to examine the documents of the men doing these things. Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, but it's really not a conspiracy because they're not doing it in secret, at least not anymore. It's fairly open and well-documented. These are some of the sources that I'm touching on. There are a myriad. Yes, Virginia, there is a connection. And speaking of those fine fellows, I say that loosely, going back to May Day, 1776, the Weishaupt-Rothschild alliance, read John Robison's book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. Start there. So let's keep coming forward, because that is the line that this story has followed throughout history. So what is the connection? Let me just wrap this up real quick and we'll go to the phone. This story, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar, is so absurd. It should really say something like Karzai consents to, maybe acquiesces, but I don't really think we could use that word. Karzai consents to or gives the go-ahead nod to the CIA to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. That's what it should say. Do you have proof? Sure I do. The absurdity of the 2004 elections in Afghanistan is proof enough. Just understand how that country operated prior to and still the elections. Look at how the CIA basically called the election before it happened. I mentioned that in previous broadcasts. And the 2008 elections and on and on and on. How did the CIA know? I read reports around the 2008 elections, and the CIA was predicting the results 6 months in advance. Wow, are they psychic? How do they do that? Well, we know it's a rhetorical question. Getting back to Karzai's involvement in the intelligence community, and the collusive nature of all of this. The report, my favorite report, RL33627, the Congressional Research Service report, titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. The title says it all. That's all that's all about. Really, primarily, that's what it's all about. In the report on page 5, under the purpose of the mission, stages 1 and 2, evolution of NATO and Afghanistan, purpose of the mission, subheading, it says the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, was created by United Nations Security Council Resolution 1386 on December 20th, 2001. And I've read this countless times before. I almost want to apologize if this sounds redundant. Led by the United States, the ISAF mission was initially limited to Kabul, which includes what? We'll talk about that on the other side briefly, and we'll go to the phones. You need to hear this. You need to understand this. Be right back. Stick around more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
So real quick, the report and then the connection and the phones, real quick. So you have the resolution, the United Nations, okay, so the ISAF forces led by the United States. Mission was initially limited to Kabul. The United Nations, at the request of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, then at the request, right, of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, then asked for NATO's participation. What does it include? Resolution 1776, not a coincidence, I submit, on September 17, 2007, called upon NATO to disarm militias, reform the justice system, train a national police force and army, provide security for elections, and combat the narcotics industry, which, as we know, the intelligence community and the Dutch East Indies Company have been running, basically, for the last 400 years at least. So, which gets back to, a subject matter we don't have time for today. So, this connection, Pike, why Pike? Why did I mention Pike? The plan requires an aspect of the plan that can't fail, a military element that can't fail. Why? Why Afghanistan, Pakistan? That's where great militaries go to die or break their sword, right? Think of Alexander the Great, for example, and his campaign in that area, including modern Kandahar in Afghanistan, among others. So this area is a difficulty for these types of hegemony over the course of history. And that's why. But make no mistake about it, Karzai has always, still does, and always will, as long as you hear his name, have intelligence community connections. So maybe we'll come back to that more in next week's broadcast, but we're out of time now, and we need to go to the phone. So let's grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to bring up two things in terms of a thank you, or at least one thing, and then bring one other item. I went to MikeHoggard.com and listened through that entire sermon that he gave about evolution, and it is extraordinary. It is, it was very revealing, and I suggest to anyone to listen to that to get some foundational things in terms of the evolutionary philosophy and its fraudulence. So anyway, and the other thing is, Charlotte Isherwood, of course, revealed a lot of the cooperation between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, mm-hmm. and she revealed that her website, AmericanDeception.com, she revealed that now all those files are open, where before there was some donation that was necessary. And the tax-exempt foundation's hearings are on there, and they're absolutely extraordinary for learning the history that was the early development here. So I recommend them to anyone. AmericanDeception.com.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Good talking to you again, Chris.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Thanks for the call. And the first reference that Dave gave was, of course, referencing last week's rebroadcast. And if you didn't catch that, go back and listen. You'll understand exactly what Dave's talking about. And that's great information. Thanks, Dave. I didn't know that Charlotte had opened all those files up over there, AmericanDeception.com. It's great information. Folks, that's it. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.